Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the Old Knight Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Knight Rider. Tonight's topic for 2016 GOP, anybody but Bush. So, how about Scott Walker? Great. Start with a bore, then segue to simply boring. Let's get right to it, shall we? The men in the gray flannel suits. That's how the 2016 GOP presidential contest is shaping up to be. Jeb Bush has all but declared his candidacy no heartthrob, particularly among the Tea Party adherents. He has enough familial and grapevine support to make serious inroads on a presidential campaign in 2016. But does anyone really have the stomach for another Bush? And in any event, Jeb has never really passed the conservative litmus test set by the base, the wingnuts of the present-day GOP. The Jeb, as I like to refer to him, is a lackluster personality that is perhaps better suited for an administrative role or a corporate position. Photogenic, and there is simply no sizzle in this guy, either visually or in his public speaking. He might make for a good vice president. Enter Scott Walker, the GOP governor of Wisconsin. He is, by most standards, solidly conservative, having gone head-to-head with public sector unions in Wisconsin and stripped them of their collective bargaining rights. He's also doing a very admirable job at cutting back on education spending and on social programs. On voting rights, his legislature passed a draconian voter ID law that was soon afterwards overturned by an appellate court. However, just like the Jeb, Walker has no sizzle or immediate appeal beyond his own region. Photogenic, he is not. Wooden-like sums up his speaking and public performance. And outspokenness is nowhere to be seen from this guy. That is amply demonstrated by his non-answer today as to whether or not President Obama really loves this country. The best that Walker could do under the circumstances was merely to say that that was not his own concern. President Obama was in a better position to answer that question for himself. Wow, what gumption this man has. What open candor and unflinching forthrightness. Not. But like the Jeb, Walker might make a good vice president. There you have it. The leading front runners of the 2016 GOP presidential sweepstakes will make solid vice presidents. Well, that leaves the party with the stark fact that, like it or not, they still don't really have anyone at all that is of actual perceptible presidential timbre. Romney, at least, presidential cadences. Well, I'm afraid the GOP is better off having someone heretofore completely unknown, of coming to the rescue in sufficient time and carrying the banner forward in 2016. But who? Dick Cheney? Chuck Norris? Clint Eastwood? Bruce Willis? Ed Harris? Harrison Ford? Judge Judy? Christie Brinkley? Well, how about the blonde bombshell for Fox TV news host Megyn Kelly? Okay, let's just cut to the chase. The GOP might as well nominate Tiny Tim because they don't have a snowball's chance in hell of reclaiming the White House in 2016. A party that has a hard time funding something so vital to our nation's security, such as the Homeland Security, precisely what is happening this very week as the agency itself runs out of funds by next Saturday, February the 28th. Well, that party is hard-pressed to muster up a political campaign worthy enough to expect to reclaim the White House. So, dearly beloved, we are gathered here to pay our respects to the late party known as the GOP. Let's stick a fork in it, put it on a funeral pyre, and set it ablaze. That's it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks for listening. And as always, this is the old Rough Rider, Night Rider, rounding third, heading for home. Stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.